From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mexican authorities have recaptured the notorious drug cartel kingpin known as El Chapo. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto announced Joaquin Guzman's capture first on Twitter and later in a speech in Mexico City. The president credited the cooperation and hard work of the Mexican police, military, and security agencies. Guzman was arrested after a shootout with Mexican Marines in Sinaloa, his home state. The leader of the Sinaloa cartel escaped from a maximum security prison in July by using a 1.5-kilometer-long underground tunnel dug in secret from his cell to a nearby village. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch called the capture a victory for the citizens of both Mexico and the United States and a vindication of the rule of law in our countries. Guzman faces multiple charges in several jurisdictions in the United States. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear the men were planning any attacks in the United States. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the arrests show how the U.S. government is working to fight terrorism.
This case, or these cases in particular, are good examples of how the Department of Homeland Security, the intel community, law enforcement, and other national security agencies work effectively together to keep us safe.
Als Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayab was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was accused of attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. A gunman claimed to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group ambushed a police officer as he sat in his marked car in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Thursday night. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old officer Jesse Hartnett was struck 3 times in the left arm but managed to fire back and hit 30-year-old Edward Archer, who was later apprehended. Ross told a press conference Friday the attacker said he was motivated by his Islamic beliefs.
The suspect in question is a 30-year-old male from Yaton. He has a Philadelphia address as well, I believe. Has confessed to committing this cowardly act in the name of Islam.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California. Belgian investigators have found the fingerprint of Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam in an apartment in Brussels. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, authorities also found possible suicide belts and traces of explosives similar to those used in the November 13th attacks that left 130 people dead.
Federal prosecutors in Belgium say police discovered the items in a raid of a Brussels apartment last month. Salah Abdeslam, whose fingerprint was found there, is believed to have played a key logistical role in November's attacks here. His brother Brahim was among the suicide bombers who died in the shooting and bombing attacks around Paris that killed and injured nearly 500 people. Belgian police also found what they believe to be 3 handmade suicide belts, along with traces of TATP, a highly volatile material that was packed into the suicide vests of the Paris bombers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the world's largest economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoil. The U.S. Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at 5%. Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com said by Skype that the report is a welcome bit of good news.
Well, with all the storm clouds hovering over the global economy, it was a big positive surprise to see the number of jobs added in the month of December. And we also had positive upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
Winners included the business and service sectors and construction. Mining continued to lose jobs, but the good news did not help Wall Street, where all 3 major stock indices closed lower Friday. European markets were also off. Asian stocks were mixed. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.